Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Daily Podcast for Monday, April 11th, 2016. I am Jason Powell on the site from the weekend. NXT live show reports, including details on Shinsuke Nakamura's first NXT house show match, as well as the cut that he suffered in his second NXT house show match. It even required staples to close. Plus, excerpts from John Cena's appearance on Yes Network Center Stage television show, with Cena recalling how William Regal's assessment of one of his early matches turned to be very costly for Cena financially, and Vince McMahon's initial comments after meeting John Cena for the first time. There's some fun stuff in this interview. You can check out the excerpts at ProWrestling.net. That show will actually be airing on Yes Network following the Yankees game on Tuesday night. So if you have Yes Network, be sure to check that out. As for today, Shane McMahon back in control of WWE Raw. The most nonsensical pro wrestling storyline in years continues with Shane being granted control by his father last week and somehow getting that same authority this week. They're making it going into this morning on WWE's website, they had a note questioning whether this would happen and saying that Shane did a better job than I think his father realized or expected or something along those lines. And so I think that's going to be the storyline explanation, is that Vince is going to roll with it. We'll see how they handle it. We'll see how long it lasts. And I've mentioned many of the reasons why the Shane storyline made no sense going into WrestleMania. So I'm not going to get into all of that today and rehash it again. But Shane having control despite losing at WrestleMania is pretty silly. I don't object to it from the standpoint that I think it's what viewers want, but if this is going to become the norm, then I at least hope that WWE is going to do more to focus on what it is that Shane's character is doing beyond just booking matches and shaking hands, which is what he did last week. Is he the reason that we saw all of the NXT call-ups last week? They never really explained that, and they can go over that tonight if they want to and kind of point the finger at Shane, but as much as I'm down on the idea of authority figures being all over the show, I think if you're going to make a big fuss out of Shane having control, initially you at least need to establish what he is doing, and so that fans have some, just watching last week, it's like, yeah, there were a bunch of call-ups, but there's a bunch of call-ups from NXT the night after WrestleMania anyway. And then if you want to take it to another level, it's like, okay, you called up a lot of NXT mid-card talent. Where's the main eventers? Why didn't you bring them up, Shane? So I hope they kind of do a better job with some of that tonight and start making some things very clear. And speaking of those call-ups, with Shane being in control tonight of the show from a storyline standpoint, of course, has me kind of optimistic that we could see more call-ups on tonight's show. I mentioned last week that it would not have made a whole lot of sense to debut big NXT heels in front of the night after WrestleMania crowd, because I really think that the first impression that Raw viewers would have had to Samoa Joe, for instance, would have been 15,000 people giving him the biggest babyface reaction of the night. And I'm not saying the LA crowd wouldn't pop big if, again, we'll just stick with Joe hypothetically, if he were to show up tonight, especially with his ties to the area, being from the area and all of that, or at least from the state. But I don't think that reaction would be nearly what it would have been with that WrestleMania crowd, the night after WrestleMania crowd. We know how they get, and Los Angeles can be a fun crowd too, but I think you're better off doing a big heel introduction and trying to get more of at least a split reaction away from the night after WrestleMania crowd. I will be getting into a list of five things that I'll be watching for on Raw tonight, but I do want to mention that Ring of Honor announced that their annual Field of Honor event is going to be taking place on August 27th at MCU Stadium in Brooklyn, New York. I guess technically they call it MCU Park in Brooklyn, New York, but it's the minor league baseball stadium. And the thing that's interesting about the announcement is that Ring of Honor is avoiding SummerSlam weekend, which is being held the weekend prior to the big stadium show in Brooklyn, New York. WWE will be at Barclays Center. Ring of Honor ran the same weekend last year as SummerSlam, and they ended up running opposite the NXT show. And, I think it was a big hassle. What I would have liked to have seen them do is run the same weekend, but not list the start time just yet. Kind of wait and see what happens with NXT. Let them kind of be the ones to dictate. You got to assume it's most likely, if they're going to run that Saturday night, that it's going to be an evening show. And so why couldn't Ring of Honor have their show Saturday afternoon? I did look it up on the MCU Park scheduling for their minor league baseball team. The baseball team is away SummerSlam weekend, so it's not like, well, we wanted to run that weekend, but the minor league baseball team had home dates. No, they're actually gone both weekends, and so it's possible that there's another event taking place there, but it does seem like Ring of Honor is trying to avoid SummerSlam weekend, and there's some pros and cons to that. I mean, again, I think there is a way around. I think you can avoid NXT. Last year, I was really hoping that once NXT set their time, that Ring of Honor would go out of their way to work with stadium officials to change the times. It works to their advantage, because I think you get more fans that would like to go to both events, but also just to do a service to be the good guys in the eyes of the fans. You know, this is WWE's weekend, SummerSlam weekend. Ring of Honor last year was piggybacking off of that. Not that they don't have an established summer date in Brooklyn, but clearly they wanted to piggyback off that. And I think, you know, it's not like NXT owes it to Ring of Honor or WWE owes it to Ring of Honor to, well, they're running this time, so we're not going to. That's just not how they operate. They're not going to. Ring of Honor could have, I really think, and it's not like I heard stories about them making the effort to get that done and it just was too late. I didn't hear anything like that. I heard the opposite. It was like, no, they were standing their ground. I think it's stubborn. I think that especially you have the chance to look good in the eyes of the fans who want to go to both events. And if someone from Ring of Honor kind of said that, yeah, there seems to be some thought that we would look like we were, you know, minor league or backing down, something like that. It's like, well, yeah. You know, I mean, you're running WWE SummerSlam weekend for a reason. I don't think the fans are going to look at you differently if you back down. I think they're going to look at you more favorably and go, cool, they made it possible so I can go to both shows. Now, I also wonder if Ring of Honor is treading lightly when it comes to WWE. You know, I mean, clearly WWE was, Ring of Honor ended up on their radar, and it was silly over the whole Kevin Steen action figure that Ring of Honor had the rights to release through the action figure deal that they signed. I can't even remember the company that they're with, but Vince McMahon, I mean, the story goes that he was bothered by this, that because, you know, they should have the exclusive and they're not going to sell anything with Kevin Steen on it. They have Kevin Owens, and the whole thing was kind of silly. But, you know, if you're already on WWE's radar, well, maybe it is best to stay off, you know, do your best to stay off that radar as much as possible by not running that same weekend. I mean, they just did for WrestleMania weekend, but heck, everybody with any common sense, in other words, not TNA, runs a live event that weekend. And I guess we can lump Lucha Underground in, but I'm a little more understanding with them because they're still new to the game. But, I mean, I think it's advantageous for everybody to run WrestleMania weekend, where if you're Ring of Honor, I mean, I do think there's certainly advantages to doing it if you can schedule it appropriately, but apparently they've chosen to run the following weekend, and we'll see how that does for them. They're going to obviously sell a lot of tickets in advance, but do they get more fans this year because they're not running, or do they end up with fewer fans because a lot of the fans that went last year were coming into the area for SummerSlam and might not be willing to make that same trek this year, specifically just to see Ring of Honor. And I really liked last year the footage that they had from the stadium show. I'd love to see that become an iPay-per-view or even a pay-per-view if they can pull it off. I don't think we'll be seeing a Saturday night pay-per-view, though, so I'm guessing that's not the direction they're going in. But some of that footage that aired on the television show last year, I thought made Ring of Honor look great. I thought it looked very professional to be playing in that big setting. And so hopefully, at the very least, we get more TV tapings from this stadium show that will be taking place August 27th in Brooklyn, New York at MCU Park. Okay, now back to Raw. Just a list of, I guess, about five things that I'm going to be watching for tonight. We are still on Doc Gallows and Karl Anderson watch. We don't know whether they will debut tonight, if they're saving that for a future show. We don't know who they will be with. It's going to be very interesting. Number two, how does WWE follow up with Cesaro? You know, he got that hero's welcome from the WrestleMania night after WrestleMania crowd last week when he returned to action as a surprise in the main event. He also lost his first match back. I mean, he didn't take the pinfall, but he didn't come out on top of that four-way main event. So I want to see what they do with him tonight. I'm really hoping they actually have some sort of a plan in place for Cesaro, and it's not just hanging around the mid-card trading wins and losses with the other mid-card acts like he did last time. And, well, I mean, that's what he's been doing for how long now? Just spinning his wheels in WWE. I want to see them follow up in a big way and show us that, yeah, Cesaro, we want to make him a player. I just don't know how serious and committed Vince McMahon is. Number three, AJ Styles follow-up. What do they do with AJ now that he's the number one contender? We've been talking about Balor Club, of course, and could Gallows and Anderson be placed with AJ rather than Finn Balor? Could they all end up together? Keep in mind that AJ led Bullet Club in Japan after Finn Balor left and went to WWE, and so there is that backstory that if WWE wants to acknowledge it. I don't like the idea of AJ Styles necessarily being in Balor Club, because that makes AJ kind of seem like he's just another guy in the group, where AJ Styles should be featured as a star. So is there a different name? I mean, who knows? I just don't know what they have planned here, but it would be an interesting twist if that were to happen. I'm also curious to see if whatever the Anderson and Gallows faction is, if it ends up somehow leading to three men, Gallows, Anderson, and either Balor or Styles, working against the three members of the Shield. That could be interesting if they want to go in that direction at some point down the road. And hell, they could throw us a huge curveball by making them Anderson and Gallows the new heavies for Seth Rollins if they wanted to. Who says it has to be Balor or Styles? Just something to think about there. I thought they should bring Seth back as a babyface, and I think they still probably will. But there's a lot you can do there. I think it could be a lot of fun. Also tonight on Raw, I'm looking for the Roman Reigns follow-up, of course. Does the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion continue to kind of play that middle ground as he did last week with his line about not being a good guy, not being a bad guy, but instead being the guy? Is that kind of a hint as far as the direction that his character is going to take? Or was that just kind of a line for that night after WrestleMania crowd? I think they can do something with him being kind of taking that middle ground approach where, he certainly plays to his fans. He's not an outright cheater, all-out heel type of thing. But he isn't afraid to take a couple jabs at the detractors or at least acknowledge them rather than just forcing that smile and pretending like he doesn't hear them as WWE blasts his music as loud as they possibly can to drown those fans out. Another thing I'll be watching for tonight, I guess the final thing, will we see John Cena on tonight's Raw? He missed last week's Raw, despite being advertised on the Arena website for, I think, months. I know he was in Los Angeles promoting the American Grit reality show. So the question now becomes, is he in Los Angeles again today? This was last Monday he was in LA. Is he back there today for Raw, even if it's only to promote the American Grit show that, again, premieres Thursday night on Fox? I don't know when John Cena plans to make his full-time return to the ring, but with that American Grit show coming up, I'm kind of curious to see if he does appear on Raw. And then I've noticed there was something on the WWE website today kind of running through some of John Cena's past big returns. So I don't know if they're teasing something for tonight or just kind of teasing you in general that, yeah, it's coming, but it doesn't necessarily have to be tonight. We will see. We will find out together. Again, you can join me for live coverage of WWE Raw, beginning with pre-show notes at 6:30 Central Time, 7:30 Eastern, and then I'll be by after the show with an exclusive audio review for the .NET members. By the way, the members are already listening to my 51-minute Q&A audio show where I take their pro wrestling-related questions to start the show, and then we have some non-wrestling fun on the back end where they ask me about, well, today was all sorts of food and The Walking Dead. Kind of a food, I don't know why, but there was a lot of food questions today. I guess they know that I ate like a pig while I was off enjoying a few days away, kind of a working vacation, as I like to call it, just getting a little post-WrestleMania break and hanging out with a friend who was in town from Kuwait. So they didn't really cover any of the food that I consumed. They had some strange food options, we'll say. Liver and onions came up at one point. No thanks. But anyway, if you are interested in membership, all you have to do is visit the main page at ProWrestling.net. Look for the sign-up area on the right side of your screen. Once you're in there, you will find three different pricing options. Take the one that works best for you. Membership rates start at $7.50 per month. It is an ad-free version of ProWrestling.net. If you enjoy these audio updates or the Pretentious Wrestling Podcast, all the stuff that we offer is all-access daily shows. Know that there is a ton more available exclusively to .NET members. We would love to have you on board. So again, visit the main page at ProWrestling.net. ProWrestling.net and see that sign-up area if you would like to join us. And also, we are looking for correspondents for the WWE SmackDown taping in San Diego. If you are going to SmackDown or another upcoming show and you want to help, email me at dotnetjason@gmail.com. Just be sure to spell out the .net part, dotnetjason@gmail.com. And for that matter, you can always hit me up on Twitter at ProWrestlingNet. And finally, please remember to subscribe to this daily podcast. Please take the time to rate and review us on iTunes or anywhere else that allows such reviews. It is always appreciated because you are helping spread the word about this podcast. And hey, give the podcast a quick retweet when I run the link on the Twitter feed over at ProWrestlingNet. A big thanks to all of you who have already shown your support in that manner. That's going to do it for today, everybody. I will be back tomorrow with the All Access Daily Podcast. Until then, have a great day. Take care.